Lesson 10, 6 steps to join or start a cartel. Now that you understand the power of cartel-based thinking, how do you join a cartel? If you need a cartel to succeed, how do you create one in the first place? The short answer is learn to connect. When I first started sharing my writing, I knew that I needed to connect with other writers if I wanted to be successful. So I did everything I could to build relationships. I emailed other writers, had phone conversation with my readers, and spent hundreds of dollars going to conferences to meet like-minded people. Most of these techniques I stumbled on by accident, but the overarching thing was the desire to connect, to know and be known. And by the way, you should always start with the former before moving on to the latter. If you make connection the foundation of your cartel building, you'll be just fine. Beyond that, if you learn the 6 laws of Story Cartel, you already know how to connect with influencers. These laws provide a framework for creating a cartel. Here are 6 things you can do to create your cartel. Number 1, make good art. It all starts here. If you aren't making art already, there's no point in beginning this process. Influential people respond to good work. If you don't have a portfolio of good work, then you need to go make something. It doesn't have to be much. 10 blog posts, a few short stories or essays, a chapbook of poetry, a demo tape with 3 songs. That's all you need to begin building your cartel. Note 2, that you don't have to always create this art yourself. You could edit an anthology of short stories or essays. You could produce an album. You could design a cover of a book of poetry. Cartels need editors and producers as well as creators. If you have skills in these areas, donate them to someone else's art. However, making art is just the beginning. You can make the best art in the world, but if you don't follow through on the rest of the steps to create a cartel, your art will stay in the dark. Step 2, share. Stories are meant to be shared. This should be your mantra. When you meet an influential blogger, send them one of your short stories. After you interview a fellow author, give them a digital copy of your novel as a thank you. If you notice a dedicated commenter on your blog, offer them a free copy of your ebook. Don't have any expectations that they will read or share the book. Your job is just to share your story with no strings attached. Let go of any expectations that you have. The universe has been generous to you to inspire your art. In return, be generous to others. Step 3, read your peers. You know how seriously you take your writing? Your stories are your babies, right? They're a part of you. How do you think it would feel if someone asked a favor from you but hadn't read your work? A cartel, by its very nature, is a group that supports the work of its members. To prove you belong in a cartel, you need to prove you can support the work of your peers. This begins with reading their work. I know reading is time-consuming. I know you're so busy writing that you barely have time to read. I understand how hard this is. But if you want to succeed, this is one of the prerequisites. Do you think Stephen King or Michael Cunningham or Anne Lamott aren't great readers? They probably have read or skimmed every major book in their genre for the last 10 years. The amount they read likely exceeds the amount they write in 100-to-1. The best bloggers I know read dozens of blog posts for every 1 post they write. One of my blogging mentors reads and comments on about 100 blogs a day. Writers are readers, and if you want to be taken seriously by a cartel of writers, you need to be reading. Step 4, collaborate. One of my mentors says, before you can achieve your own dream, you probably need to serve someone else's dream. Before you can be entrusted with a lot, you need to prove you're capable of handling a little. Cartels are based on the idea of collaboration, and if you want people to collaborate with you, you need to be willing to collaborate with others. I am always more interested in helping someone else build their dream than I am interested in asking them to help with mine, because I've found that if I serve them, I often don't even need to ask. They'll offer in return. Here are a few shapes collaborating might take. You could tweet or share their blog posts on Facebook. You could review their book on your blog. You could interview them on your blog. Maybe you could guest post for their blog, or even co-write an ebook or a short story, even a novel together. You could even create a group blog like therightpractice.com or writerunboxed.com. Writers will especially appreciate this when they're launching new books or products. For example, when I saw Seth Godin was launching his new book, The Icarus Project, I asked him if I could interview him about it, and he agreed. There are times when authors have their heads in the sand doing their work. But when they launch a new book, they pop their heads up and look around to see who's paying attention. If you're one of those people, you can create a relationship with them that can last for a long time. Step 5, ask for collaborators. Here's something surprising that I've learned. When you ask people to take action, you figure out who your true fans are. You might blog for months without hearing from anyone. And then when you ask people to help you launch your book, you meet people who have been reading all along. Make a habit of asking people to take action. In every post on The Right Practice, we ask people to practice for 15 minutes and share it with us. At first, no one would respond. But slowly we grew to be one of the most engaged writing communities on the internet because every day I demanded it. On Story Cartel, we don't just give our books away for free. We ask people to review them. In other words, we ask people to engage and then take action. And the process is incredibly rewarding for both author and reader. One Story Cartel author said, "This has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. The depth of connection she had with the people reading her book was unlike anything she'd ever experienced with her writing." Here are a few things I've asked people to do for me in the past. When I was getting ready to launch my ebook, Let's Write a Short Story, I asked well-known authors in my niche to write a blurb for my book. When I was putting together my first ebook, 14 Prompts, I asked regular readers to tell me their favorite posts from The Right Practice to include in the book. Before I published Hands, my short story, I asked about 10 writing friends for feedback on the story, which greatly improved its quality. Every time I publish a new book or short story, I try to build a launch team of between 200 to 500 people, giving them a free copy of the book in exchange for their review on Amazon and their social media share. And we built Story Cartel to make this process as easy as possible. And when you ask, you always want to be careful about who you ask. If you don't have a relationship with them, asking them to collaborate with you might backfire. Step 6, use tools. As we said before, tools won't guarantee your success, but it's hard to succeed without them. Here are 4 tools you can use to help you create your cartel. Blogs. For writers, blogs are like a resume. They can give a stranger a snapshot of your writing in just a few minutes. They're also a great way to maintain a relationship with people. Twitter. Twitter is like a cocktail party. Have fun, be funny, and share links to your best writing. Facebook. Share links to your blog posts and let your friends know what you're up to. When I first started my blog, Facebook sent me over 30% of my traffic. The phone and Skype. It may seem outdated, but the telephone is still the second best way to build relationship. Try setting up conversations with other writers, or even your best readers, to hear what they love about your stories. This is a great way to go deeper. Conferences and retreats. These are the best way to connect with the most amount of people in a short amount of time. They're a great way to meet potential collaborators, and they put you in a slightly uncomfortable situation where you need to meet people. I've met some of my best writing friends first at a conference. Email. This is a good place to start, but your goal should always be to try and get someone on the phone as soon as possible. As powerful as email is, it doesn't replicate interaction over the phone or face-to-face. Where are you at in this process? Are you still sharing your first stories? Have you moved on to connecting with other storytellers? Are you collaborating with others? Let us know in the comment section of this lesson.